Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, I detailed evidence that the U.S. economy is in a recession. However, the fact of 14 consecutive months of declining volumes of goods being shipped compared to the same month a year earlier is only one indicator of economic decline. For decades, the weekly magazine Barron's tracks electrical power consumption. Although residential electric usage is substantial, so is demand from business and industry. The all-time monthly peak electrical consumption occurred in late 2008. Electrical usage has been significantly below that level every month during Barack Obama's presidency. Consumption in October 2015 was almost 2% below the peak. Electrical usage has declined every month since. The latest report shows consumption almost 4% below the peak. Demand for electrical power is declining as businesses and factories close. These closures are factual evidence that the U.S. economy is in a recession. So what is the Federal Reserve going to do about it? As I have repeatedly said, they will do everything possible to avoid admitting there is a downturn. They will hang their decisions about raising the federal funds interest rate on the fabricated jobs reports that are seasonally adjusted and goosed by the statistically invalid birth-death adjustment. As for the rate of consumer price increases, the Fed keeps pretending that they are rising by less than 2% annually, despite ample documentation that actual prices paid are rising across America by at least 4%. Instead of dealing with reality, we are seeing a repeat of what happened last fall. Fed officials issued trial balloons warning of a coming federal funds interest rate hike. The story was repeated so often that investors factored the rate increase into their decision making. Because a change was expected, when the Federal Open Market Committee raised the federal funds interest rate last December, there was no immediate market reaction. However, just a few weeks later, the impact of the rate hike started taking a toll as stock prices fell. Be sure to tune in again Friday as I explain just how the Fed is getting it wrong again and what we are facing for the rest of this year on the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.